the climax, ecstasy, or anxiety. In recent years, many books and articles have extolled the climax or orgasm as an ecstatic experience that both partners should try to reach simultaneously for optimal pleasure. Because of all this publicity, the climax has become distorted, and some couples have lost sight of the entire lovemaking experience in an effort to reach their goal of achieving climax. When a couple feels anxiety rather than an enjoyment of each other, they are putting too much importance on performance and not enough on enjoying each other in their lovemaking. The woman who knows how to reach a plateau is only one small step away from reaching a climax. It only takes more time and stimulation. However, some women I've counseled have confided in me that they really don't find reaching climax worth the effort it takes to do so. They have reached it at times, but they are quite happy with the sex act without an orgasm and wish their husbands would not frequently pressure them to climax. I generally encourage men to let their wives decide whether or not to experience climax. In my practice, I have observed that women with an abundance of energy usually choose to climax whenever they make love. Women with less energy or women who feel tired after a long, hard day often choose not to climax. Men, on the other hand, whether full of energy or exhausted, almost always choose to climax because it requires such little additional effort. A good sexual relationship takes this difference of effort into account. A sensitive man will not put pressure on his wife to climax because he realizes she may enjoy sex more without one. Anxiety over whether or not to climax has no place in a fulfilling sexual relationship. If you have never reached a climax or have difficulty, especially during intercourse, I suggest a book by Georgia Klein Graber, RN, and Benjamin Graber, MD, Women's Orgasm, A Guide to Sexual Satisfaction, New York, Warner Books, 1975. This book is particularly useful to women who do not know how to climax because of the way it takes the reader through the process clearly and step by step. The chapter entitled A 10-Step Program for Achieving Orgasm with Intercourse is excellent, especially for women who know how to climax but not during intercourse. I found that not all of the recommended steps are necessary to achieve a successful outcome. You may modify them to accommodate your values and sensitivities. Call 1-800-343-9204, Little Brown Order Department, to order the book. Recovery, afterglow, or resentment. An appropriate description of the recovery phase is an afterglow, with both partners lying in each other's arms, feeling completely fulfilled. But because men and women do not share the same instincts after a climax, this ideal state eludes many couples. Characteristically, following a climax, a woman falls back into the plateau stage and can reach another climax if she so chooses. If she does not decide to climax again, she slowly falls back to arousal and then finally to an unaroused level. As this takes place, she feels a deep sense of peace come over her and generally has a deep desire for some affection. Many women I counsel report that this feeling may remain for up to an hour after intercourse. During the recovery period, men do not experience the same feelings. A second climax for men is not as desirable because it requires much more effort than the first, if a man can achieve it at all. For most men, a third climax within a short period of time is nearly impossible. Unlike the woman, the man does not fall back to the plateau after climax. He usually falls back into arousal, and even that occurs only momentarily. Many men find themselves totally uninterested in sex within a minute of a climax. Often such men will jump up and take a shower or roll over and go to sleep. Many a honeymoon has been destroyed by such insensitive behavior. Each couple must work out for themselves a proper sense of timing at the recovery stage. A man should be ready to bring his wife to another sexual climax through digital stimulation if she chooses, or he should continue showing her affection for at least 15 to 20 minutes. Don't let this warm and meaningful time for conversation escape you. On the other hand, a woman must not take her husband's sudden loss of sexual interest as a rejection of her. She needs to understand that the purely physical part of a sex drive rises after a period of physical abstinence and falls shortly after a climax. This does not mean that he no longer loves her, despite the fact that his sex drive has momentarily hit a low point.